the other one?
Joe beat him.
Beat him? Do people ever say that one man ever sure whipped him?
Did you let beating a whip either one?
They say whip, not what? if you see somebody wearing some funny looking clothes, Sunday, you say, well, he really looks
tacky.
And the woman is wearing her best clothes, you say, she's really all...
She's dooted up or down or something.
She's dressed up, all the rest of it. And an old person that's very lively and gets around well, you say, for his age, he sure is...
Spry.
And somebody who doesn't have any ambition, doesn't work, he is just...
Somebody don't wait to see you lazy.
No count.
No count.
And a bird that's in the tree and makes a hole with his beak.
A woodpecker.
People ever, when you were young, call that anything else?
Redhead. Sapsucker.
Peckerwood.
Yes, you call it peckerwood.
And a little thing that jumps around in the grass. Not a cricket, but...
Grasshopper.
Did you ever hear him called a hopper grass?
Yes, a grasshopper, hopper grass.
Which are these older terms, hopper grass and peckerwood? An old dilapidated house that children are afraid to go into, say there are ghosts in it.
Handy.
Something that people think brings them bad luck, like a black cat. Say he is, watch out, he's a...
Well, I noticed just a black cat's bad luck. They don't crawl back, get them across your bones, line or something that you use.
Cross your path.
Cross your path.
Cross your path.
You ever say he's a hoodoo or?
You know, they call men and women hoodoos.
Oh, they do. You ever call them Jonas?
Maybe he did it.
And is that the same as stigma?
No, sir. You call somebody to live out in the country like us?
A child whose mother and father aren't married?
Told him a bastard.
Bastard. In the old days, did they have a nicer term? Kind of make a joke out of it?
I ain't eating nothing but a bastard.
Woods colt, Sunday baby. Where do you think a person who's dead to be made ready to be buried?
Well, they used to do that when us come along, there wasn't no embalmers and undertakers. But now there's embalmers and undertakers.
I see.
If a fella died last night, them folks went there and watched him and laid out and set up with him, and one got on a horse and rode so far and tore it, and the other got on a horse and rode so far, if he said he's gonna bury him this evening. They know what time to be at that cemetery. It's going to be at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And today in the morning, it's going to be at 10. Mm-hmm. They didn't have but 2 burial hours. They had to get them buried before sundown. They didn't allow you to bury nobody after sundown.
I see. What did you put him in?
Well, them old folks would get together and they'd have some number and nail him up a box and put him in it.
They
were
coffin when
it
got evil.
Yeah, then... They had some cotton that they could put in there and line it and put some more of that cotton and put them on there. Mm-hmm. Wasn't no embalmers in them, I think.
We have made them in the shop, coffins.
Coffins.
Mm-hmm. Made them and padded them.
And they just keep the body overnight. And then
they buried them next day all the time. If he died before 12 o'clock at night, they buried him today.